as the mighty beloved Hercules speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him with all the love of which we are capable, and our mighty I Am presence to pour forth to him that love which forever raises all to the same great cosmic mastery to which he has attained. To him we give everything that love knows how to give. Beloved precious ones of the sacred fire, as we enter in to the greater use of the cosmic powers of the universe, we should understand something of the opportunity and privilege that is yours, something of the heights to which you may call, and assure you of the release of all that is required to correct conditions in this world and to overcome mankind's frightful human accumulation. Now, the seven mighty Elohim of creation represent the powerhouse of creation to this whole system of worlds. And if you can understand how terrific and infinite and all-powerful is that powerhouse of the sacred fire's love from the heart of creation, you will understand then something of what it is your privilege to draw into the physical conditions of this world. There is always has to be drawn a focal point of the sacred fire, of the great cosmic love of the universe, and the great invincible peace of that love before manifestation of any kind can take place. Therefore, if you will try to feel today the Herculean power of my peace, which is my love to life, you will let it enter into you, give you its blessing, and make you begin to feel something of what is the powerhouse of creation in regard to this system of worlds. I'm drawing this to your attention because you need more power in the physical world, of the peace-compelling presence, which is like an anchor. And may I say, when you realize that the sevenfold flame, which it is my privilege to draw into creation and establish, is the peace-compelling presence of power without limit, then whenever you need peace in this world, individually or in your affairs, try to call forth the powerhouse of my peace, because I assure you my peace is Herculean and cosmic in its action of the sacred fire's love, which is just like a mighty pressure into the atmosphere of Earth. And as that pressure comes in, everything else is compelled to be still. So there is a power of peace in the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim, which you may call into physical conditions in and around yourselves, or into outer world conditions where the turmoil needs to be handled. While I represent the power ray or the power flame of the seven mighty Elohim, yet every quality within the perfection of life. I can send forth as a flame charged with my cosmic power of its pressure. And this is what I wish you to establish and feel in and around yourselves. So whenever you are disturbed or seem to have to handle chaotic conditions in the outer world, for a moment, take your attention away from the conditions and placing it upon your beloved I Am Presence and then upon me, demand the powerhouse of my Herculean peace blaze its sacred fire presence in and around you to draw into this world the cosmic power of peace that I assure you abides in infinite space, abides in the great central sun. It is that pressure and power of absolute harmony, eternal harmony, that you can have in and around yourselves. And once you begin to feel how powerful that can be within yourselves in just a few moments, you can begin to live within that. And I assure you, as you love it, as you enjoy it, as you want it to be your world of feeling around you, it can become so powerful that wherever you abide, that power of our flame of eternal peace parts the atmosphere wherever you are, and you can dwell within that and not feel the strain and the struggle and the pressure of discord in the world about you. This does bring heaven on earth. This is the power of our love. This is the peace of eternal command. So, blessed ones, when you think of me in the future, don't think of me just as power. Rather, think of me as a powerhouse or a sun presence of the love that always produces peace. The love that always produces protection. The love that always controls all manifestation. For I assure you, I am the sevenfold flame of the power of eternal love. So when I said that the seven mighty Elohim were the powerhouse of the sacred fire to this system of worlds, you, each one of you, individually, in your homes or your business, or even wherever the body seems to be, and it seems to need to go, you too can become an extension, like a river or a projected sun, of my powerhouse, of the peace, I'm the love which I am to life. If you will try this, I think your experiences will delight you tremendously. And as you begin to feel like you were a sun presence of such power, of the peace and love of the seven mighty Elohim, as you make yourself feel that within and then hold it around you, you will find it becomes like a mighty magnet to draw to you every blessing love can give. Draw to you every protection that the power of life creates to hold around all that is constructive. So, blessed ones, when you understand how much power you can have of the sacred fire that stills everything around you, and more than that, since we are the builders of the system, we are the powerhouse that sustains it. You can have an individualized powerhouse, a sun presence in and around yourselves, through which we can build into the physical conditions of this world the same great perfection that is our realm of life, our focus of activity. So I give this to you today for more reasons than just your own security. We want you to feel the power to build in this world the perfection that is always flowing from our world and which we are glad to draw into this world, if you will open the door from your side of life and let in the sacred fire and power of our love. Now, I'm offering this to you tonight because you need this power more than you understand. And therefore, whenever anything seems to disturb your feeling, you arise in the mastery of your own authority and clothing yourselves with my luminous presence, you speak with my heart's love and power of peace to every bit of turmoil in or around you. And you say, by the sacred fire of the mighty I Am presence, peace be still. And I tell you, my dear ones, many times you will only need to think it till the flame flashes and the disturbed feeling or the turmoil of conditions about you will begin to settle, and you will be able to go forth and build the perfection that does fulfill the divine plan and make it permanent to this world. You can have all that you can possibly call into this world. And you can have more than that if you will call. So if you love peace enough, you will not forget to call the powerhouse of my love to blaze its sacred fire peace with Herculean power that is all authority and all command and all possession of anything wherever it flows. So, blessed ones, you are not without help. You are not without friends. You are not without ways and means of mastering conditions in the outer world and of helping to be part of the cosmic fiat that issues the great command for complete annihilation of the sinister force. And you need power to do that. But you need the power of our sacred fire, peace, and love. When anything disturbs you, you speak to it in the calm sacred fire authority of your mighty I Am presence and of the seven mighty Elohim, by the invincible will of the sacred fire. And hesitate not to command every disturbing condition to be still and be no more. If you understand what the Herculean power of the love and the peace of my sacred fire means to life, the conditions it will manifest for you are so magnificent and so all-powerful over all in this world that you too will become part of the legions of the mighty builders of the incoming perfection, the incoming civilization, the incoming fulfilled divine manifested plan of the ascended masters, octave drawn into this world. So, blessed ones, I hope you will love to do this, and I shall await your calls. Because every call that you send forth shall anchor into the physical structure of earth, a part of our sacred fire to hold the love and the peace of the seven mighty Elohim into this world, till the world itself becomes a similar powerhouse of eternal perfection. I hope you will use the power I offer and experiment with the blessings it will produce in you and your world. And as you begin to feel and realize this, and what is at hand for you to use, I assure you, you will become so absorbed in the use of the power that you become a son of its presence. And as it clothes you in its mighty miracles of perfection, you will find the outer world no longer disturbs you. You will find destructive forces going elsewhere because you have nothing in common with them. I hope I may accept you as my family of the sacred fire, peace, and love of such power of the seven mighty Elohim as to make you and keep you invincible down here against all that is of disturbance until your ascension is complete. I hope you may be my family of Herculean love and peace and power, invincible while yet in this world, unascended. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. You may wonder why each of us continues to offer you various activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light and keep reminding you to use this and use that and visualize this and visualize that and call this and call that into your world. But everything we are offering is the perfection from our octave to flood in and around you. And the reason that you must call forth these powers and activities of the sacred fire is because the sinister force never stops using the energy of this world and like a vampire, drawing the energy from individuals to keep sustained the destruction that kills them or destroys the body, kills the higher impulses, and seeks to enslave and deprave and desecrate them. That sinister force does not stop one instant taking energy from anything and everything in this world and qualifying it with something that destroys. Therefore, you, on the other hand, must be alert and keep drawing our sacred fire in and around yourselves to become invincible. And then you draw it into the earth until it becomes an eternal part of the earth. Because the sacred fire and the energy it radiates can never be used by the sinister force. The sacred fire will not produce anything discordant. Our love will not. Our peace will not. Our power of the sacred fire can never produce a manifestation of imperfection or discord of any kind. And therefore, if you do not keep continuously busy drawing these powers of the mastery of life in and around yourselves, how are you going to master the evil that mankind has generated through many centuries? So from today, I hope more and more attention will be given in your calls to the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim, the power of their love, and the peace of their sacred fire control of conditions in this physical world. You see, beloved ones, you are already a part of us, but do not understand. When we projected the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim into the brain structure of each life stream, it is an extension of our faculties of life. So that much of you is part of our world. Therefore, if you choose to draw forth the love and the peace of our heart's feeling to life, that feeling can fill you, can fill the atmosphere about you, and fill your affairs. And our feeling of love and peace in you can only build and create perfection in manifestation. Therefore, there's no greater security that you could have in this world. And the closer you feel to us, the more of our sacred fire comes in and around you to become an eternal part of the world. So the more you can feel close to us, the more you raise the world. And we are far more necessary in the daily life of the mankind of this earth than the air you breathe or the food you eat. We are very important to life in this world, in this system of worlds. We are very important in the manifestation of perfection. So, blessed ones, when you call forth the fulfillment of the divine plan, just as certainly as that divine plan manifests, will you find our sacred fire, love, and peace within it. It is the power by which it comes into being. And since the world is in chaos, we offer you our world of security. We offer you our world of peace and love. And we offer you the powerhouse of our sacred fire in and around the sevenfold flame of the Elohim within you to ever form the sun presence around you, by which you may control all things in this world and build perfection to your heart's content, and yet hold it untouched by the destructive conditions in the world around you. So we are necessary in the manifestation and fulfillment of the divine plan. And when you think of the Herculean power which the seven mighty Eluin wield, study the planets of your system and realize there has been drawn part of the power of the seven mighty Eluin. There is the sustaining sacred fire, love, and peace that holds divine order in interstellar space and sustains the ever-expanding action and perfection of life's luminous presence and creative activities to produce manifestation that glorifies and beautifies the universe wherever you call it into being. So after today, I'm quite sure you will think of me as more than just strength and power. I am the sacred fire, power of peace. I am the sacred fire, power of a love that is the very perfection from the heart of the universe. Go forth, great beings. From the heart of the central sun will bless you and help you and sustain you under the fullness of your eternal victory. Go forward in company with them and with us and do that which you have the capacity within you to do and which can but bless you and the universe around you with the victory of our perfection. May you enjoy your freedom and feel your mastery as you go forward in this victorious accomplishment that blesses the earth and all upon it. And we shall ever be with you more powerfully than you understand. Thank you forever. And you, great presence, a beloved mighty Hercules, the rest of the seven mighty Eluim, thank you for the power of your love and the power of your peace to yet conquer that which is in this world. Thank you for eternity, for your own precious self. To the seven mighty Eluim and to the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible Herculean power and love of eternal peace that wherever we abide, it becomes eternal to this world. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the sacred fire, love, and peace of your own precious heart forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Danny. Thank you, great, beloved, mighty Hercules, the seven mighty Eluim, for your love to us and for all from the ascended host and the angelic host that constantly blesses us everywhere. To the seven mighty Eluim, the seven mighty Kamaras, and the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us with your sacred fire presence and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eluim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the power and peace from the heart flame of mighty beloved Hercules. Let it take its dominion everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise at all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and mighty Hercules and the rest of the mighty Elohim, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding cosmic sun presence, of the power and the love of their peace, their own heart's flame. We ask it to become a mantle about each one and forever abide with us till our ascension is complete. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this none of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. Without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the love and the peace and the power of that love and peace of the sacred fire from the hearts of the seven mighty Elohim. That wherever we abide, they abide also in eternal command. We thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its cosmic power flame from the angelic host clothe us all and expand to fill the world with the peace of the angels for eternity. We thank you.